Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us on PGN this evening. God bless you. Thank you for joining us online, listeners. We bless you this evening, and also those that are dialed in for ministry, God bless you as well. And for those who want to share anything with the other callers or pray over them as well, you're welcome to call in and share with us. So God bless you. So today, I dialed in like really late. So today is December 13th, 2022. Deborah with you on PGN this evening. Let's pray and just dedicate this time to the Lord. Father, we thank you for this evening, God. We thank you for calling us here, God, and even, Lord, that we dial into you, God. We thank you for your Spirit, Lord, that we are in tune with your Spirit, Father God, as Hebrews says, God, that we tune into God, Lord, that we can hear you, God, that you are a God who speaks to us, that you reveal yourself to us, God, and you encourage us, Lord, and equip us to follow you, Father God. We thank you for that, God. We thank you for the victories that you have set before us. In Jesus' name, God, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you for your Spirit. We, again, just dedicate this evening to you, Lord, and we thank you for moving on our behalf, Lord, in new ways, in new waves, just thank you. Thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name. Yeah, just seeing a picture of water with waves, and it's really like almost like a canvas with watercolors and the waves at the top of the waves being different colors and swirls and different caps of waves happening there. So we thank you, Lord, as deep calls out to deep, God, to take us deeper into your Spirit, into your revelation, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that you teach us to go deeper with you. And our hearts are willing, Lord, to follow. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, well, I was listening to, my husband had something on his, listening to his computer during lunch, and it inspired me. So I decided that I would look this up and go ahead and share about it here. So, because I didn't hear about it in this type of format before, so I thought it was quite nice. To hear about this way, but the Lord actually has gifts for us to receive, and it's beyond eternal life, and this gift to receive is our, there's seven things, just like the Lord, right? He loves that number seven, and as he walks in that, and we follow him in that, and he offers it to us, there's seven things that we receive as overcomers. And I just want to go through those seven things. They're obviously in the book of Revelation. I don't know if it's been like boiled down this way. Of course, I'm just recapping and not doing a formal teaching, but just expounding on this. So in the book of Revelation, mostly in the second book of Revelation, some in 21, 19, and, oh, wait, okay. Sorry, just dawned on me something. Let me highlight this. And when I get here, I can comment on it. Okay, so to him who overcomes. So God loves his creation. We know this one. He has a great investment in us, humanity, and creating us in his image. And because of that, he is also involved in our lives and actually all of creation, right? We know this because he is... still has his ministry of reconciliation. He's reconciling all things unto himself. And there's things that, even things in the atmosphere that we don't know, right? There's things with, there are things we have yet to, that he has yet to reveal to us, that he's actually reconciling. And it has to do, I think, too, with his creation and teaching us how to even pray through that as his priests on earth And as he leads us, and that our willingness to follow him, right, step by step, and even him shedding his light, right, and be a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path, meaning, you know, we have those few steps to follow him, but faithful to do that. So our first for overcoming, and he loves creation and mankind, and his shows his intention to bring us back to the Father, right, through the Son, that we can overcome, right? We are overcomers from sin and every testing and trial of our faith, of our obedience, and of our love, right? So that's what, those three things are going to be tested. But the temptations, sometimes temptations are different things in our flesh or in our soul. And they can be things like if we're having aggravated or attitudes or frustrations, and that leads to like an outburst of anger or whatever it might be that we need to repent of later. Those are types of temptations, right? Or a temptation of maybe thinking of yourself more highly than you ought, and it's even just internally. Prideful way, that can be as well as a temptation, and then acting on that. So those internal things that can lead to sin, those are temptations. So, or even coveting, right? Coveting is another one. Okay, so there are promises for those who overcome. And the first one, they're extraordinary promises, as one might say, but to those who overcome, they will receive, the first promise is the tree of life. And so it's interesting, from the beginning to the end, right, the story encompasses and surrounds the circumference of God's grace and his you know, paradise. We have a way back in now, and we find it, and then we receive the tree of life for those who, it's also symbolic for eternal life, as you know, because that is where it was offered from the beginning. Okay, secondly, our hearts have gained eternal value. Secondly, our extraordinary promises, we will not be hurt by the second death. And so this is in Revelation 2:11. It says the second death is the lake of fire, and it's judgment over the things where people have been taunted by sin. So we practice righteousness and resist it, and carry the blood of Jesus and his righteousness, and following him we overcome. And we will not be hurt by the second death. Number three, the extraordinary promise is the hidden manna, or white stone, or new name. So a hidden manna is what gives us vitality in life that we receive in this life as well, which is really the work of the Holy Spirit speaking to us and nourishing us with his power from on high, right? And he gives that to everyone who asks of him. And the white stone and the new name. So there's a white stone in Revelation, which is, here it says it's equivalent to innocence, which is where we're free from condemnation. And you've been tried and tested and found worthy. Okay, and there's faithfulness and determination. And on earth, right, our faith has been tested, and on eternity it will have been proven that we withstood the testing. That's what the white stone and the new name on it. So written on the stone will be the new name. So on the white stone, which you guys, you know this probably, on the white stone will be written a new name. And also indicating that we've escaped corruption of this world. So praise God for that. And here it says some things about being, you know, it's there will be a symbol of victory and transformation in this name. We will immediately identify with the name. I do believe that. But I also believe, yes, our faithfulness and the battles that we've endured here. But I also believe it's going to be in a very affectionate from the heart of the Father to his child. Not only has he seen us in what we've done, it's because it's not all about necessarily works, but he understands our hearts and he loves us and he cares for us tenderly and steadfastly in his faithfulness. And he sees that inward working of our hearts that love him as well, right? Because we cannot follow him and keep his commandments unless we love him. We demonstrate our love to him by keeping his commandments, and he demonstrated his love to us by going to the cross, right? So there is a demonstration that comes with love. And I believe, in my personal opinion, that this stone, this white stone, part of the name, while it is victorious in transformation, I do believe it'll be an affectionate and affectionately how he refers to us. But definitely we will identify to that. And I'm wondering at that time, if that ever, he has whispered that name in your ear here on earth, that you've heard him call you that maybe once or twice, you know, not maybe not necessarily repeatedly. Because I think it's going to be I had a dream about this once, where I had went into the place that I was looking for something in my dream. I was searching for something, and I think it was, and so I came into this one room. It looked like actually an apartment building a little bit, but like oversized, like three apartment buildings together. And then when you went inside the apartment building, it was much larger than that. On the outside, it just looked like three apartment buildings, you know, three, four stories high, three apartment buildings connected together, maybe four. And then, but when you went inside, it was completely different because when you walked into one room and one door, it was almost like a complete house. There was so much more room than just an apartment. And when I was searching, I had to go into this one room. It actually was in the basement. And then, you know, there was evil there and deception. And I had to overcome it, chaos. I had to overcome that. And then I was walking through, I don't know, I'm not exactly sure what I was looking for, but searching for whatever. I was thinking it might have been a person in this building. And then I came back around to the basement again, and I walked through the same room again. Although the second time when I walked through the room, everything was put in order. Like the room wasn't chaotic, except the people who were there with the intention to serve were in disguise. They were not upright. They were just very deceptive people that looked like they were there to serve, and everything else in the house looked like it was in order. And so after I had woken up from the dream, I had asked the Lord about that later, and he showed me that I would begin to see things, because what I overcame the first time, I would have to overcome again, is that I would see the deception in the people that were carrying it, wanting it to look like they were serving the Lord or in the house of the Lord, but they were actually deceiving. They were making it look like things were in order. And I can say I probably walked through those two things already in my life. And so I was like, oh, okay, you know, because I was like, oh, well, these people, it was a very, I don't think I can say it with different words, but definitely a living word there. And so then when I went upstairs, I walked in this one room, and as soon as I walked in the room, there was a table there, really nice, like you have a hall table or entryway table, and there was a wall there, and then you could enter the room on either sides of the wall, but there was greenery, and there was a photo with like a scripture on it, and I was trying to read the scripture and look at all the little things on the table. And in my dream, I remember thinking, I said, this is really nice. I like this. I like this house. This is something I would do. And And I heard, and I started to, and I said, I want to see more of this house. And I walked in, I took a couple steps in around to the wall, and I heard the Holy Spirit say to me in my dream, you don't have time for that right now. You can look, you'll be able to see the rest of it later, type of a thing, right? But you don't have time for that right now, you know. There's not time for that right now. And so I needed to leave that room and finish my dream and the other things that it was showing me. But I do believe that that was my room. That was my house in heaven. And I was identifying with it, even though I don't have a hall table here. But I do like when things look nice and aesthetically in order and, you know, that kind of thing. And so, so anyways, I do believe that that was my house in heaven. And I know I also had an unction to look for this white stone, going back to our story, to go back to look for the white stone. So as soon as I get to heaven, I will be, after I explore the, you know, everything that happens, I feel like that's one of the first things that I'm going to look for is this stone, and to see what this affectionate, loving, overcoming, victorious name is that he has written on this stone, because I think that's precious, and I think it's even fun for me to think about, to explore where it would be placed, where I would find it, and what this name is. So I look forward to that, and I'm grateful for the Lord even just moving in such a way and doing that in such a way. So the fourth extraordinary promise, power over the nations, a rod of iron in the morning star. So we know this from the millennium, which we're headed probably, we have Revelation 26, but all those who overcome will reign on earth with Jesus during the millennium. And the there's training that's required in order to hold this rod of iron, which we're receiving here on earth, ground training, right? And that's where we get power. It says, how can you help restore the world unless you have learned to overcome the powers of sin and darkness? So the rod of iron symbolizes the tremendous power contained in an overcoming life. So all of our trials, right, it's not wasted, right? He sometimes he molds us and shapes us, and he breaks our vessel to mold us and shape us again. But we are overcoming, and we that is our rod of iron, which I didn't realize that until I read that. And then the morning star is just the fullness of his light in our being. So the more humble we are with our story, sharing our testimony, even the places we would rather not have be part of our testimony, but they are, and sharing those and being honest, you know, and even in Second Corinthians 4, where it talks about, Paul is talking about he's renouncing the former things and deceitfulness and not handling the word of God in deceitfulness, but in manifestations of truth, and repenting and renouncing of these things. And also it says renouncing the hidden things, even talking about our own pride or haughtiness or whatever it might be, you know, that, you know, covetousness, whatever it might be, that in that hidden place that nobody else really sees, that percolates before it becomes a sin, if you will, that's the hidden place and the temptation that I talked about earlier, that we do have the power to overcome that, right? And to pursue, we need to pursue peace and pursue love. And so, anyways, the Lord can shape us. And once we start moving in the areas of righteousness as he's called us, it does become easier. And those things do not have a hold on you. They don't whisper in your ear anymore, like the injustices, the infractions that have happened, you know, the trespasses that people have trespassed against us. You know, and sometimes our pride can get in there. Pride can wear very many different masks, as I've talked about before. And so those are the hidden places and even the secret places or temptations, if you will, and that we can, that we do and can overcome. So the more that we are honest with those things and bringing those forth. We allow the light to shine through the darkness. Yes. Then we are full of his light, and that is the morning star, Proverbs 4:18 and 2 Peter 1:19. Okay, the fullness of light is in your being, and this is what we want. We want the fullness of his light in our being. And I've heard testimonies about this, people, you know, taking pictures and the light that's on them, and, you know, I'm sure you guys have as well. So very cool. And we thank you for the people, right, that go ahead of us and show us the way is, I was going to say brilliant, but no pun intended, but I guess there is. So the fifth extraordinary promise are the white garments and the book of life. So the white garments are naturally a result of our obedience and our faithfulness and patience and being an overcomer. And we have a right to walk together with Jesus in white. And that's what he's prepared for us. So we receive what he has for us. And then the book of life, we know our names are written in the book of life. And we're willing to follow him with his ways and his purposes. Not that he does it our way, but we're joining him. And our hearts are to join him. Lord, how would you have me to follow you in your purposes? Because when Christ asked you to do something that's way bigger than you think you can accomplish, your focus, if your focus becomes on you, then you're going to falter in your steps. It's going to flounder and falter in your steps. Otherwise, there's that aspect of it, all the way to the range of becoming prideful, self-ambitious, and self-serving, and, almost idolatry to yourself. What can you produce in the power of God? Like, it's the focus becomes you, and it does not really resemble the servant humility and a servant's heart, as in Philippians 2. Okay, you guys know what I'm talking about. So, but if we know we're following Christ and he asks us and it's bigger, we have our focus set right. And we, there's that determination of faithfulness and preservation and knowing there's almost like that silent confidence in following and knowing that it's him. You know, I can do this knowing that he's the one that goes before me. And I think everyone here can identify with that. And I feel your hearts in that, and as you're even saying yes to the Lord in your secret place, in your hidden place, you just said yes to the Lord. He heard you. So praise God. Lord, bring your glory through your people, God. Be exalted. Be exalted in your people, Father God, and in this land, in Jesus' name. So, oh my goodness. Okay, number six, extraordinary promise, the pillar, a pillar in the temple of God. So pillars can bear and they're immovable. So he who overcomes, I will make a pillar. So which is a process, he's making us into a pillar through our faithfulness, our trials, temptations. He shapes us into a pillar to become stronger and stronger in our victorious life. So praise God, we receive it, Lord. And he does make claims on us. Jesus claims us, even with his new name. He claims the bride of Christ, but he claims us, yes, as his bride and with a new name. So that's beautiful, right? Yes, we receive that together with Jesus and his Father. And the glory of such a promise is incomparable. Yeah. The seventh extraordinary promise is that we would sit with him on the throne. Revelation 3:21. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Wow. God's grace has given us the opportunity, as we are the bride of Christ, we will sit together with him in his throne, judging and reigning over the earth, and in wisdom that we need to be able to do this can only be found through living what an overcoming life has taught us. Yes, Solomon, Wisdom of Solomon 1:3-4. So it's through the countless trials and tribulations that we overcome that we have the wisdom that we've gained to sit with him and to rule and to reign. So we thank you, Lord, for your glory, Lord, your inexpressible life and eternity, God. We continue to put our hope in your unfailing love and goodness for our lives, Father God. So be it unto us according to your word, God. And we thank you, Lord, for it is written, God, and may it accomplish all in that which you purposed and intended it to for our lives, Father, in Jesus' name. I was going to say this. I was thinking I was talking about, I don't know if I got to the numbers the other day, but not last week, but the week before, I think it was, for the end of November, I have on my notes here, I had kept seeing the number 111 and then the number 321. And 321, I have seen that number for a year, okay? It's been a year. It comes on again, off again. Sometimes I wake up at 321 or what, it's just various ways and in various manners. And so a couple of weeks ago, the end of November, it looks like November 22, I have written here, I had been seeing that number a lot. That's exactly what I wrote on my note. And so I was thinking, I mean, I had heard some different things and I didn't know if it was kind of like a launching thing, you know, like where they do a countdown, 3, 2, 1, kind of go, or 3, 2, 1, like God is about to do something or move in a different, you know, launch something, move in a different way, you know, something of the sorts. But not really figuring out too much of it, trying to get clues and gather things. You know, sometimes when you get a phone call and I see those numbers in the phone call, I just think, okay, well, I'm going to pay attention to what this call is about, see if there's any clues here. Nothing but like searching and trying to get his understanding. Well, I was just going through something this week of a notebook, and it had actually a revelation. Or no, excuse me. It had Acts. I just had read, "You will sit with me on my throne," Revelation 3:2-1. Okay, and that's what I highlighted earlier to remind me about that number. And then in the book of Acts, number Acts 3:21, it's actually talking about the redemption of time. And when I read that, I was like, I really think that's what the Lord is indicating over the past year, is that there's a redemption of time that is happening. So we thank you for that, God. We thank you for redeeming the time in our lives, Lord. We thank you that, Lord, our time is your time, God. So we thank you, Lord, that we do not box ourselves in to time frames, Lord, and elements, Lord, but know that our time is your time. And we thank you, Lord, for just as you redeem, that you spill out from us, God, your water, your words, Lord, your presence, your anointing, Father God. And we thank you, Lord. We give you our time, and we ask you to redeem the places that need redemption, the places, Lord, that still have yet need to be reconciled. God, teach us further into the things that you desire to reconcile on earth as they are in heaven. God, having made peace with you, Colossians 1:20, through the atonement of your blood and the power of the cross, Lord, everything in the exchange, Lord, thank you for opening up our spirits, Father, that we could be, and as we are, your priesthood, and bringing forth the redemption, Lord, of reconciliation, of what needs to be reconciled, Lord, and teaching us, Lord, where your authority, where your rule and your reign is, Lord, by your wisdom and your guidance and guarding us, God. We thank you for covering our families during this season, God. And we thank you, Lord, for just shedding your light, showing them your light, God. Call them out of darkness, Lord. Any various shadows of darkness, Lord, any temptations or trials, God, that they're undergirding, Father. We ask, Lord, that you would shed your light on that, that they would come through as overcomers and gain wisdom and fortitude of faith, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for building them up for such a time as this and for your kingdom. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's open up the phone line here and get moving. So praise God. 828-989, good evening.
Hi, Deborah. It's Jennifer from North Carolina.
Oh, good. How are you?
I am blessed. Thank you.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Okay, I'm just getting organized with these numbers, and then I'll pray for you. Okay, thank you. Let's see. Okay, got it. All right, thank you, Father, for Jennifer, Lord, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. You know, sometimes, well, in Ephesians, you know, the word it says, just how we stand in the Lord, and then where it says, like, do all that you know how to do and stand. And so I'm just seeing it now different because I'm seeing you standing there, except he's lifting you up, like, as if your legs are, like, stilts or something, and but they're just, like, extraordinary. He's lifting you up and exalting you in some way as you're just standing there. But your leg, like, it's like you're being elevated. There we go, elevated. Higher and higher and higher, your legs are just lifted up, you know. So standing, sometimes, you know, I think in the past, I don't know if it's a religious part of a spirit, I don't know, but I mean, I was taught and understood it to be like, hey, then just be unmovable, which, you know, obviously we just read part of that, which is granted as valuable. But there's something about even standing in the presence of the Lord and allowing him to lift you up and him to exalt you, him to elevate you in due season. And so thank you, Father God, Lord, for just elevating her and the due season, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hey, hold on a second. Let me find something here.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Yeah, I don't know if there's so the due season is somewhat in reference to receiving, reaping through faithfulness of a wise servant, okay, made ruler over his household to give them food in due season. But there's an element of exchange as well, like when it's talking about the faithfulness and the wisdom as far as reaping and receiving a portion. So, and we know with the Lord, when he does that, there is the season, due season is, there are elements where you participate in order to receive, right? In order to, like, that you've sown into somewhat, whether stewarded, whether with wisdom, however, whatever it was that he was desiring to elevate you in and give you in due season, that you spent the time wisely prior to the season coming. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, just for every exchange that you've made for her, God, how Jennifer participates willingly and obediently and faithfully unto you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for this due season of elevation, God, and lifting her up, God, in due season and elevation, Father God, And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that even in that season that she will see differently, God, be able to understand differently, Father God, and even take on even some of the Lord's, how the Lord perceives things, that you will be able to perceive as the Lord perceives, not in all things and all measures, but he will open your eyes to perceive how he perceives in certain measures and ways that he wants you to know and see and understand, which when he does reveal those things to us, it is for his purpose and his plan. So we thank you, Lord, for guiding it and guarding it as well. So I also seen, as I was saying that, I've seen a, what is that thing called? A clipboard. There you go, a clipboard. And you had a clipboard. And you were, you had a clipboard. So there's whatever that activity is happening, I'm sure you're going to jot it down. I'm sure there's order to it. I don't even know if it's like a playing field, you know, like a sports thing. So I don't know. So praise God. Lord, I thank you. So something like more like on a playing field, like on a sports thing, except, you know, obviously it's spiritual. So I thank you, Lord, for her capturing what it is that you desire her to capture. And we just bless her, Lord, as you are blessing her with the blessing of her heart. God, we rejoice with you in that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you. That's so encouraging. So encouraging. He has been doing a lot of letting me see things differently and understanding differently, giving me his, like, the way he perceives things. And I just praise him for that. Like, he's doing that. He's definitely doing that. And this elevation
very cool.
is something that I've been praying for a lot. And weariness during those days, I'm really weary. But I know it's coming. So glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Just celebrating that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Really encouraging. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. Thank you for joining us. It's an honor to pray
with you
and everyone here. Do you have any prayer requests
you.
This evening? Oh, well, thank you.
No, I'll let you move on to the next person so everyone can get a chance. You hear from the Lord and be encouraged.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Good to hear your voice. God bless
you. Thank
you.
God bless you.
Okay, we have our friend 972-365. Good evening. This is Rhonda.
Hey, Sister Deborah. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm shocked. I thought I would be on down a little further because I kind of pressed one a little late. But I have two people I wanted to get prayer for. One of the young ladies I invited her on, I'm not for sure if she's on, but her name is Erin. And she's been going through a lot, and I prayed for her twice at work. I think she's from another location, and she moved here. And I've been praying for her. And also, I don't know if Sister Evelyn is on or not, but she was sharing with me that one of the ministers in her church, Elder Dotson, that he's sick, and they was praying for him. So I would like prayer for him as well, Elder Dotson and Aaron.
Okay, I don't see Evelyn. Okay, so Dotson.
Yes, ma'am.
Elder Dotson and Aaron. Okay, so he's sick, and then, I'm sorry, you said Erin, was she not feeling well as well, or just a spiritual encouragement?
No, yeah, spiritual warfare. She said she's going through a lot of spiritual warfare, and just need prayer in general, and also just words of encouragement.
All right, awesome. I'll be happy to pray. Thank you for calling. Okay.
Amen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, Father, we thank you for Rhonda, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for bringing her heart to you, Father God, and bringing, Lord, as an intercessor, God, standing in the gap on behalf of these beloveds, Lord, to your kingdom, Father God. In Jesus' name, we pray for Elder Dotson first, Lord. We just pray for healing, Lord, to take place in his body, God. We thank you, Lord, for your light and your life, Lord, that brings and works together and works out, eradicates those things, Father God, any virus, this, whatever, every cell, Father God, we thank you for eradicating by your light and uncovering those places, Lord, even within the cells, Lord, to eradicate, Father God, what is happening, Lord, what is causing the illness and the sickness and whatever is happening physically in his body, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for just releasing him. God, we thank you for breathing your life and your breath upon him and speaking to him, Father, even as he rests and sleeps, God. Let it be restorative, rejuvenation, God. And we speak life, health, vigor, and vitality to Pastor Dotson, Father, in Jesus' name, agreeing with all the saints, Lord, the light of life to arise and shine upon him, in him and through him, in Jesus' name. Amen. And, Lord, we pray for Erin. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift her up to you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for fighting her battles on her behalf, Father God. We thank you no weapon formed against her shall prosper. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that you are almighty in your hand and in your heart and in your watchful care over Erin, Father God. And we pray, Lord, that she would even grow in her authority, God, that you would reveal, bring into the light what is happening, God, that you would expose that they would take authority over that. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for even the words that have been prophesied over Erin, Father God. You know, sometimes when we receive prophecy, there is a shaking that takes place of setting things in order, and the enemy doesn't like that. He doesn't want us to see it, and he, you know, when Christ esteems us, the enemy tries to do the opposite of that. So I don't know if she's waging a good warfare in the sense of the prophetic words that have been spoken over her. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, just for, again, you know, the Lord, because it's prophesied even, and I know I talked about this before when I was talking about prayer and intercession and praying in the atmosphere, in the sense that Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and the enemy is the prince of this air, so the prince of the atmosphere, and that he is subordinate to Jesus because Jesus was lifted up as prophesied, and so he made a public spectacle of the enemy in the enemy's atmosphere, if you will, in the enemy's own domain. Jesus took authority over that and crushed him under his feet. Okay, so that's why we have authority, to take authority over atmospheres and spirits when we walk into places, knowing that we carry his name and his authority. And so we thank you, Lord, for blessing Erin's lips and the meditation of her heart and mind to be pleasing in your sight, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for her spirit not to be disturbed, Lord, even in Psalm 23, when you were setting a table in the presence of the enemy. Father God, that you lead her beside still waters, Lord, and green pastures, Father God, in her spirit, in her soul, Father. We thank you, Lord. And Lord, redeeming the time, the redemption of time, let that be hers as well, Father. Jesus' name. Amen. And Lord, we pray for Rhonda, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just lift her up to you, God. We thank you, Lord, for this season that she's in, Lord, the opportunities that she has, Lord, even in the workplace, Lord, to be, Lord, used for such a time as this. And for her heart, God, as she ministers, Lord, I pray that you open doors for her, Lord, to minister to others, Lord, that have even influence in different places, that you'll influence their heart and speak to them as they will influence others, that will influence their heart, even in the business realm and in the business factors and sectors. So we thank you, Lord, for just opening those doors, Lord, because you're directing her steps. And you know how you walk on those doors, you take a step and the doors just open for you, you know. And so we thank you, Lord, for directing her steps, Lord. We thank you for her heart of faith, Lord, that encourages others. And, you know, when we care for the flock, we care for God's sheep and his flock. He, and our intention is to minister to them and to care for them well and to place oil and anointing upon them for healing and mending and wholeness and building up everything that the heart of the Father and Jesus would do as a good shepherd. He, the Lord, really loves that. He really loves that. And he will watch over you as you watch over his own. So we thank you. We thank you for that, God, that you would, and I know I pray this over Jennifer, but that the Lord would bless you with the blessings of your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, because I was going to ask you to pray for me, because I have to, been invited to speak at one of my nieces, one of her relatives' church this Sunday for a children's Christmas program. So, Lord, thank you for using my sister, and I just pray that the Lord will just give back everything that you pour out to others. Oh, it's beautiful. You can't even explain the love that you have for God's people. And I just thank you for being humble, and I thank you for being obedient. I thank you for being faithful, and I just thank you for being loving, that you love God's people just like they're your own. So thank you so much, and God bless you, and I love you so much.
Thank you. God bless you, too. And praise God. What day are you speaking? If I remember, I'll bring you to prayer. Oh, did you say Sunday?
Yes, ma'am. December the 18th, this Sunday coming up. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, I will say a prayer for you. So praise God. Wow, that's wild. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much.
I love you, too. Okay.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Ma'am. Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, very cool. Okay, so we have our friend 504-282. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. It's Nicole from New Orleans.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Sorry, I will remember your – one of these days I will remember your phone number.
It's okay.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Let me pray for you. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to mute your phone line. There we go. You got all that fun activity going on in the background. So, Father, we thank you for Nicole, Father, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for her. Like, as soon as I said your name, like, I almost didn't even have your full syllable consonant with the N out yet, and I just seen a ointment, like a massaging ointment the Lord has put in. Now, I don't know if that is a type of healing, a type of preparation. I do not know, but it was even before the whole syllable, consonant of your name came out. I seen that. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your workings, God. You're working in and working out and the things that you do, Father, in Jesus' name. And, you know, there is a, the Lord's reminded me of a word I gave one time to this pastor who, anyways, it was it was from scripture, and I can't remember it was from the Old Testament, but it was like they took the salt. I don't know if it was in the water, but I think they took the salt, put it in the water. And anyways, all of that represents the grace of God. Okay. And so for him, God was taking the salt. Let me just say this. He was taking this salt and like putting it on this rock, almost like a, like cleaning it, if you will, and putting it on there. And then underneath, so what people were seeing on the outside were like the rough edges, and they couldn't really see what the Lord was doing inside of this man's heart, but there was actually a gem inside. And when the Lord kept working at it and working at it with his grace, he's bringing forth a stone and a, right? It was a precious what God was doing inside of him, but God needed to do a working outside of him as well. But then afterwards, he ended up actually starting another church quite after that, and he was going through some like chaotic turmoil with words, people coming against him and stuff, so are not really liking his ways. But I'm not saying that about you. What I'm saying is that there's something about when the Lord does a work for us, and it was attributed to your name, because as I was speaking your name and seeing that he is beginning to do that work, it is that he is forming and shaping something again in us and through us. And so I thank you, Lord, for how you're working in Nicole, God, and what you're even developing. Because anything even the Lord sets his attention to, sets his affections on, it is purposeful. The Lord doesn't do anything outside of the Father's will, and it has purpose. So we know, that God, and even that gentleman pastor, that God created good works in advance for him to walk in. And even though, you know, the people were trying to disqualify him, really, in many ways, and undercut him and undervalue him for certain, the Lord knew what was there, and he needed to hear that, you know, and him and his wife were both there when I gave him that word. And that word literally just came out in worship. We were in worship, and we're not sitting too far from each other. And I could not leave until I gave him that word. So I thank you, Lord, for just this ointment. This, again, the ointment is a ointment, Father. Thank you, Lord. Let me just look that up real quick. Okay. Yeah, this is, after I said that, this was the verse I was looking for in Proverbs 27:9. It says, ointment and perfume delight the heart, and the sweetness of a man's friend gives delight by hearty counsel. So we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for blessing her, Lord, and we thank you for friendships, Lord, and the counsel, Father God, and I don't know if there's a preparation in there or if there's already wisdom that you bestow and, you know, teach other people, and maybe not formally, but we thank you, God, how you're developing that. And, you know, God is just like oozing it into your life, and then it's just going to ooze out of your life as well. I mean, like, there's that oozing in. It's oozing it in. And it will ooze out, you know, kind of like, and what I mean by ooze is like, you know, like if you have a door closed and so you don't want whatever to go through the door, but it just oozes through the seams of the door and it just seeps through and oozes through to the other side. There's no stopping it. And people are going to be affected by it. And so we thank you. We thank you, Father, just for your development and your ointment in Jesus' name. Whoa.
Amen.
So praise God.
I receive that word. I'm going to pray more about, you know, just God helping me to, you know, understand specifically how this word applies. But I receive it, and I think I have a hunch of what the Holy Spirit is trying to say about this. The preparation definitely makes sense to me because my work is in counseling and healing. And so I think, you know, definitely he's doing work in me. So I think he's definitely going to restore me because there's some things I need healing and restoration in. And, you know, I could see that, you know, pouring out and probably impacting the clients that I work with. So, you know,
I did not know that you work with counseling. I mean, maybe if you said it before, I just did not put the two and two together. But I think too, Nicole, like anytime we're helping somebody else heal, we're healing too. Do you know what I'm saying? And
yes,
it brings up something. Yeah, like this all encompassing, you know, not that you're spilling out onto someone, not that it's not professional or you don't have boundaries, you know, but there is a sense of when you're doing that, you are actually healing because you're growing in a manner and in a measure and gaining as well from the Holy, you know, the spirit of counsel, you know?
Yes, yes. I wholeheartedly believe that. And I've experienced that myself in counseling where, you know, I feel like I'm simultaneously experiencing epiphanies and breakthroughs as I'm helping my clients. So absolutely.
Yeah. Now, have you told me that before?
No, I did not tell you that before. I'm pretty sure I have.
Okay.
Not.
See,
it's, yes.
Yeah. Cause I didn't remember that either. So even, and it's funny in this verse where it says, a man's friend gives delight by hearty counsel. And, you know, and I'm wondering when I read that now is if the Lord doesn't think of the people that he sends you, like that he's friends with them, you know, even though some of them might not know him yet, but he thinks of them as, do you know what I'm saying? Just that tender care. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I could see that. That makes a lot of sense.
Wow, that's so powerful. I mean, to me, it's amazing.
Extremely.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Thank you so much. I received that word.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and Nicole, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Okay. Oh, hey, did you have a prayer request? I forgot to ask.
I did. Really quickly, I just had a prayer about. You're welcome, sweetheart. About marriage. I'm still a single mom, and you know, one of the things I've been praying about. I'm totally content with being a single mom, but recently I had prayed about, you know, just God, if I'm supposed to be married, if He would open my heart to that. And I don't know. Recently, I've been thinking about it more, and I feel like maybe he is opening my heart for marriage again, because for a while I was just so focused on being a mom. So, you know, just prayer that God would guide me, you know, to the mate that he has for me, if he does have a mate for me, and just giving me wisdom.
Okay, absolutely. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Nicole's request. Lord, we come into agreement, Lord, that you would, Lord, if this be your direction, Lord, that you would open her heart, Lord, to companionship, Christian companionship, God, that would lead to marriage, Father, we thank you in Jesus' name that you would do a work there, God, that you would do a direction there, Father God, that you, Lord, would do the placement and the guidance and the wisdom and the direction in those areas, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, and let it just be uniquely stamped and understood that it's from you, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you, Father, for how you work in people's lives, Lord, and you rejoice in love, God, you do. Lord, you tell us it's the greatest gift, Lord, and the most powerful force on earth, God. So we thank you, Lord, and your word also says he who finds a wife finds a good thing. So we know it's your heart, God, and we know also that with Adam and Eve, Lord, after you created Eve, Lord, and refined her, you presented, your word says that you presented Eve to Adam, God. So we thank you, Lord, in the right time and the right season and for the right reasons, God, that you would present Nicole to her future mate. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Let's go to our next caller, which is... Okay, hold on a second. All right. Hold on. We have a change in order here. We have, let me rewrite these codes. Okay, almost there. Okay, so let me take, wait, this is the next caller right here. 605-903. Good evening. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to?
This is Carla in Arkansas.
Carla?
Yeah, Carla.
Carla in Arkansas. Okay. Very nice. Thank you for calling. Okay. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for Carla, Father, in Jesus' name. I think I need to mute your phone line. Let me come back. Sorry. Father, we thank you for Carla, God. We just lift her up to you, Lord, and before your altar, Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in her life, God, and the breath of God, you know, the breath of God breathing in your life, breathing, like afresh and anew in your lungs, even, you know, how Abraham, his name was Abram, and then he had Abraham because the Ruach, breath of God, changed him and defined him. And the Lord, you know, whatever, he was ready, and the Lord just breathed a new breath in him. And so I see the Lord doing that with you. And I'm coming to a place of doing that with you. So we thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, just for even the intimacy with you, the fellowship with you, God, the recognition, God, of that fellowship. You know, so sometimes we can, there's such a, like, intimate fellowship with the Holy Spirit and recognizing him, even in the most chaotic, even going, if you're going to Walmart and, Christmas shop, you know, and you're standing in line, you can just sense his spirit. You can just quickly tune into him and his presence and, you know, and hear him, you know, at your husband's, I don't know if you're married, but an example, if you're at your husband's Christmas office party and it can get hectic and weird, you know, you can just hear the Holy Spirit. I just tune into him. We can hear the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes we search for him in that moment, but we can find him. And then he is leading us as we're observing and perceiving our path and how we're walking. He will speak. So we thank you, Lord, for just those aspects and being with her. Jesus' name. And then something about, something about like even your head, like him perceiving and possibly perceiving with how you see things and how you hear things. I don't know if you're like in tune to the spirit that way. Like we all have different ways. I mean, all of us can encompass all of those facets in hearing from him, but sometimes, you know, there might be one emphasis stronger in one person than another, you know. So I don't know if it's necessary or if it's with your eyes and your ears, how you see and perceive and hear, that stirs the breath of God in you as well. So, but I did see something there, like with your head when I was giving that example about perceiving and receiving from him. So let me open up your phone line again. Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm going to pull over here so I can talk. I'm sorry if it's loud. I'm driving.
Oh, no,
well,
that's okay.
I'm not real sure what it might mean. I know there's a lot of changes about ready to take place in my life. I got offered a job in Nashville. And I'm in the middle of a divorce, and so I'm going to be leaving Arkansas, and there's just a lot of the new things that are happening in my life, and I'm hoping that once this part is behind me, a lot of things will start to improve, like my health and, you know, being able to hear better from God without all the stress and, you know, just different things like that. I'm really looking for some positive changes because it's been a long time coming.
Yeah. And that might very well be is that the Lord is drawing out those potentials and those desires that you've been longing for, you know, and speaking into that.
You know,
so.
It's like this new job that I got offered. I'm a little nervous because I've never done this before. It's still in nursing, but it's more administrative and, you know, I prayed, and I was like, please, Lord, I've made a mess of my life up to this point. Don't let a door open unless it's the one you want me to take. And so I got offered a job yesterday on the spot when I went for an interview, and all day long I've been, like, second-guessing it. And I'm like, God, was that really you? You know, that's how I do. And I'm trying to really just say, okay, I prayed this prayer, and I'm trusting this is what happened. And, you know, so I'm working on those things, too, you know. Because for a long time I felt I could hear God well. And then I've been going through all of this stuff for the last few years where it's like I'm second-guessing. I'm wondering if it was him, me, or the devil, and, you know, different stuff like that. And it's just been a journey. And so I'm really hoping that I can put all that aside and just trust, okay, I prayed this, and this is what happened. Said this was God.
Sometimes, sometimes when the grace of God is on something, and I've said this here before, it can, for lack of better words, it can seem easy when God's grace is in it, you know? And,
right, because, you know, like last year and year before, because I'm in Arkansas all by myself, you know, since me and my husband are split up, I don't have no family or nothing here. And so I tried for like 2 years to get out of here. I put in hundreds of applications, you know, and not one phone call, which is odd for a nurse. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, that is. Yes.
All over the place. Yeah.
Yes,
and
I have
so,
family that's nurse, yeah.
And so this job just, she offered me a job on the spot, so I'm like, so I'm trying not to let fear get in because I have a real problem with fear a lot.
Okay. Well, let's pray over that, okay?
Okay.
Your job. Father, we thank you for Carla, God. We thank you for opening the door and hearing her prayer, God, in Jesus' name. And we pray, Lord, we just pray against fear, Father God, that you would deliver her from fear, Father God. We know that you are a good, good Father, unto her, Lord, and that you are faithful, Father God, and that you hear her prayers, God, and that you are a restorative in your nature, God. So we thank you for restoring all things unto her and breathing your breath into her lungs, God, and just that change, that difference that you will make, Father God, in her life, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that actually fear would not be a snare for her and it would not rob her, God, of the things that you have for her, God. So we thank you, Lord, that even as she, you know, it's okay to look to the Lord for his assurance and his confirmation, you know, but not spiraling and spinning out of, you know, out of control of fear. But, Lord, we thank you and just acknowledge, Lord, the blessing of the door that you're opening for her, Father God. We just agree with her in that, God. And we thank you, Lord, just for what you're establishing in her life, Lord. And we pray also, Father God, Lord, just that you cover her in every way, God, that you, in Psalm 121, he watches our going out and our coming in, and he preserves your ways. So I thank you, God, for preserving her way before you, Father God, and that she continues to breathe her prayer and your promises and her hopes before you, God, and that you would continue to establish them step by step, day by day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we have our next caller here. 323-572. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Who am I speaking to?
Keisha.
Oh, hi, Keisha. How are you?
I'm Will. How are you?
Good. Keisha, are you from Texas? Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. One of our Texas friends. So thank you, Lord. So let me unmute you for a second. And I'll come back to you. So, Father, we thank you for Keisha, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. You know, the Lord, you know, I don't know if he's like cooking something up for you, but he also has very unique, there's like very, you know, there's so many different foods, even culturally, and just so many different like ingredients even, and culinary experiences, if you will, and delicacies, you know, but I see the Lord putting things together for you, like even when there's so many just array and facets of different ingredients, that there is something specific, you know, that's kind of like cooking up for you with your own signature. You know, it's just a signature, I don't know, it's got your name on it. I don't know, you know, like kind of like when you walk into a deli and then they're like, oh, this is Janet's whatever, you know, Jamboree. I'll have one of those, you know, like a whatever with your name on it. You know, it's signature to her. Like it's accenting and complementing who you are and even your flavors of what you enjoy. And so we thank you, Lord. And even, Father God, just the aroma that Keisha has, Lord, and the lives of those around her, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the hope, Lord, that it brings to many, Father God, and the awareness that others, Lord, are perishing, Father. So we pray also, Lord, for their salvation, that their ears and their eyes to be open, to hear and to understand the things of the Spirit and their need, God, to receive you, God. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that people would come to know Jesus, even through Keisha, God, in her own, just in her own ways, Lord, the own signature and aroma, Lord, that even draws people. Even a curiosity, God, that you would use all those things to open hearts and to bless Keisha's words as she speaks to them, Father, to make deposits, to unlock things, and for others to receive, God. We thank you, Lord, that there will be timely words, affectionate words, God, and unlocking words, Lord, even things that, and you may not even be aware as you're saying them, but the unlocking words are even things people have kept, like as a vault, or nobody else really knew, or they hadn't spoken to anyone, and they're going to maybe in some ways feel vulnerable or exposed, but you're also will know that it's a safe place to speak into that, that the Lord has permitted you to speak there and to leave a deposit of value and hopefully Christ if they allow and don't get too squirmy, but are humble to receive. So we thank you, Lord, just for the demonstrations and the effectiveness of Keisha's life, God, and how you fashioned her flavor, you know, just that's your flavor, however that is, and just her even uniqueness and abilities, Father, that you've given her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. I received that, and that most definitely has, I mean, our two people just randomly just were like saying, you know, God got some things for you. You know, man, you just wait and see. I'm telling you, it's coming. And I'm like, praise God, I receive it. You know, it's just like random, just like out of the blue. That's what I should say. And so that's just another confirmation. And you just want me to keep holding on and be encouraged. And again, I know it's the shaking up of things. And so I just need to just be prepared, you know, just growing even more so. And I do appreciate and thank you for the time that you took to pray for me and to be so careful on what to say and what not to say and with the words. Because like you, you know, you were saying the effectiveness, and I do understand that because there have been times that, you know, just out of the blue, I just get troubled and I got to talk to this person. Then we start talking, they're like, and then they let me know that, okay, that was God speaking to them through me. And I said, oh, well, praise God. I don't know, so I'm just grateful.
Okay.
And sometimes they'll ask me later what, and I'm like, I don't know what I said. I don't know. I'm sorry. You know, and I said, because it wasn't, you know, it wasn't me that I was thinking on it. It was just, you know, God gave it to me. So I do appreciate that. So sometimes I do wonder, God, is this really something you want me to tell this person? Is this really something, you know, are you, because it seems, sometimes it just seems out of the blue. And so I'm grateful that he would choose me to help people, and I'm grateful because I do want him to use me for his glory. I do appreciate
amen.
That.
Yes, amen. And I believe that he will too and already is. So, yes. So praise God. Well, thank you, Lord, for bringing forth your word and continue to bring it forth through Keisha, Father God. We thank you, Father God. May the effectiveness grow, God. Change atmospheres, God, not only in individuals, God, but in atmospheres, Father God. And we just bless her. We pray, Father God, that you powerfully shield and protect her and all that you do, God, and guard her. God, and we thank you, Lord, as she praises your name, Father God, and that you would give her favor and your goodness would be with her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was going to ask for, like, I have, you know, an older daughter. Well, I have six kids, and five of my girls, and one is a son. And so I do have an older one, and, you know, she's kind of gotten away from the some of the things that she was taught as far as, and I know what the scripture says about, you know, train up in the way they should go. When they will get old, they won't depart from it. And so I do understand just sometimes, I just don't understand why so much distance between me and her. And it's like, I don't, she says she understands that, you know, I want to be close to her and all that. And, but for whatever reason, it just seemed like it's this gulf, might I say, that just continues just to keep coming up. And it's like, it's just a issue with us coming together. I just say, okay, well, Lord, I do want, you know, I just have to wait my time. You know, I don't understand, but, you know, I'm just going to have to wait my time, but I don't understand. So I just say, well, maybe I'll just, you know, keep her up in prayer and, you know, I just be patient and wait for your time and do the work. Anyway.
Okay, yeah. Let's pray for your oldest daughter. Yeah, and the Lord, ask him, you know, just ask him to teach, like, what should you be praying for her, you know, because I know it's hard with my children because I have hopes and, like, I see them on a narrow path, do you know what I'm saying? And, and yes, and there are great potential and stuff. And so, and part of it is I'm supposed to see that way, and I do love them, and I'm drawing out their potential. But it's not always going to unfold the way that I imagine it or be played out the way I would imagine it, you know? I mean, you know, because, and it could be even better than I imagined, you know? But what can happen is because of my concern or being hurt myself, right, or whatever, that I can, it affects my own soul in some way that I don't want to pray out of my own soul for them. You know what I'm saying? So, and just waiting before the Lord and waiting for his wisdom, make sure I'm working through what I'm working through, you know, like my part of it. And, and really just pursuing with peace and love and open communication, you know, is. Okay, so Father, we thank you, Lord, for Keisha, God, and her oldest daughter, God. We pray, Lord, whatever's contending with this daughter, God, that you would contend with it, God, that she would still remain yours, Lord. And we pray, Lord, the things of this world, Lord, would not deceive or delude her in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for protecting her, Lord. And also, Lord, for as your word is in Ephesians 3, God, especially even in the Amplified, it has a really good version of talking about how expressing, Lord, the height and the length and the width and the depth of your love personally for her, God, where she takes it into her own personality, God, and has her own revelation of who you are and the realities of your Holy Spirit upon her life, God. And so we thank you, Lord, for just enveloping her with the Holy Spirit and your love during this season, God. Open her eyes and her heart, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, amen. Praise God. Thank you for joining us. I know you probably had to put me on mute. Thank you. Thank you, Keisha. Okay. God bless you. Okay, let's go to our next caller. 910-709. There we go. There we go. Hi. Sylvia. Hi.
Yes. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good. I was just resting, waiting for you.
Yeah. All right. It's been a little long. We have two more callers, and then we'll be wrapping up for tonight. So thank you, everyone, for waiting patiently. Sylvia, waiting patiently. And did you wrap up school rather nicely?
Oh, yes. I'm just waiting for my grades now. But I wrapped it up Saturday afternoon.
Okay. Very
my
good.
My cutoff was Sunday. Yes. Same for you.
Okay. Yes. No, actually, Friday, this Friday, so tomorrow, hopefully, So Friday is my, this week's a short week, So it's only 5 days instead of 7. That's how they do the last week every time for all of their classes. So anyway, so, but my paper was last week. So this one, I just have to do the discussion thing and read and take a quiz. So
that's what I have to do.
Yeah. So this one's a little bit, not shorter, but not as intense, you know.
Right.
Anyway, well, let
I
me
know
pray
what
for
you.
Mean. Yeah.
Okay.
Or demanding, I should say. So, Father, we thank you for Sylvia, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Yahweh. Yahweh, Father God, we thank you. She, you know, there's a song by, I'll think of his name, is Phil Wickham. And it's probably an older song, but he's singing the name of Yahweh, and that he loves to sing his praises and lift up his name. And, you know, Yahweh, as you know, Sylvia might even know more than I do, but they is the name that God called himself, and that's what how we pronounce it and how we say it. And so it's very personal. It's like a very personal name to him by calling him that. And it's just very personable, but yet, you know, all of esteeming and ascribing unto him, you know, as majesty and all almighty, God almighty, but at the same time personable. So, you know, how it just encompasses all of who he is in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, just for that personable and even awe, you know, A-W-E, awe-inspiring. Even the book of Acts talks about their awe. They were in awe of the Holy Spirit, or awe of what the Lord did. And we are to remain in awe of what the Lord is doing. It keeps us, it's that same type of thing where it's very personable, but we know his power as well, from the personal to the power, you know, and the range in between, and that we're in awe of him. And, yeah, and just how that keeps that, not necessarily, I don't want to say alive because that seems cliche, but, you know, like that fresh and flourishing type of awareness of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Father, we thank you for that, God, in Jesus' name. So it's almost like, you know, when I said fresh and flourishing, like he's serving fresh manna to you daily. You know, it's just fresh. It's fresh manna. So we thank you, Lord, for her daily bread, God, that you supply for her, Lord. And as she calls upon your name, God, from personal to power to God Almighty, Lord, we thank you for that. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that she is a partaker who is satisfied, Lord. When she partakes of you, she is satisfied and content of your ways for her, Father. And they are sustaining. They are sustaining. Lord, even when she casts her cares upon you, Lord, she's unmovable and you sustain her in her daily bread, God. We thank you for that. Jesus' name. Wow. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Wow. There's a lot of, and I'm not just saying this because of your age, but there's a lot of maturity even in what I just said, because even if someone was just to watch your life and, you know, just to watch it, they would know, like they wouldn't be able to explain other than a higher power, if you will, a divine creator was sustaining you and satisfying you in your spirit, you know.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, that people can recognize that. Because we are light and salt. So sometimes when people look at you, like I've had people say to me, not always, but, you know, they'll say something about the way I look. And there's been a couple times where people have actually said things where they didn't know this, but Like I maybe just came out of worship. Like I just did worship. Okay, then now I got to go to the grocery store. Do you know what I'm saying? And I run in.
Right.
And they're like, oh, yeah, you know, and they might comment about the way they look. And I'm thinking, oh, you're seeing the glory of God. You know what I mean? That I didn't know. I'm just having fellowship and I didn't realize I'm still carrying it with me, you know? So, yeah, but just that sustaining, you know, like, because when you have peace and you're content, people can see that. They know that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, so praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, yeah, amen. So do you have any prayer requests?
No, I'll let you move on since you have two more. And I thank you for praying for me, and God bless you, and I'll pray for you for your ending of your classes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And thank
okay.
you for waiting, too. God bless you. Good to hear your voice, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, hold on. Hold on. I couldn't tell if I just got a... Okay, so now we are at we're here. 251-229.
Good evening.
Hey Sarah, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
That's good. I'm good. In spite
good.
Of.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us and hanging in there with us.
All right.
And yes, just before I pray for Sarah, so 954, you're next after we pray for Sarah. So thank you for waiting as well. So, Father, we thank you for Sarah, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. We just come before your altar, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for just saturating her, God, and her being like a sponge and soaking it up, God, and, Lord, and just pouring forth, the Lord just pouring forth, and the waters rising and rising and rising, and you're just soaking it in. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your supply, God, of your Holy Spirit in great measure, God, and fit the word so think it's the Spirit without measure. And I was just seeing, you know, again, the waters rising, but in his presence and at his altar and him just, you know, flooding you, if you will, with saturating you. In your soul and in your spirit and just taking it all in and your soul and your spirit. It's just not spirit to spirit, heart to heart. Your soul is taking it in. And, you know, the word washes over us. And, you know, Jesus being the living word and he, as a said this before, but he's such a great communicator. He doesn't even have to use words for him to communicate to us, for us to understand and to know his knowledge and how he's speaking to us. So when that's washing over you, his word or his presence and spirit is washing over you, it is healing. It is healing and to your soul and soothing for your soul. So we thank you, Lord. So just like the stones in the brook or in the creek with the water and the current washing over them, that they're smooth, you know, it smooths that out. It's smoothing and soothing to your soul. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for that and for her just soaking that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, just every cell and every fiber of her being. Jesus' name to be saturated, for her soul to be saturated, God. We thank you for her spirit, Lord, that you preserve. He preserves the spirit and that place within us where our faith is and where we meet with him. Like even that is our inner place, right? Where it says go into your inner room and shut the door. Well, that inner place within us, what nobody else can see and know, and nobody else, the beautiful part of it is no one else can touch it. Nobody else can affect the fire of God, you know, within us, the presence of the Lord and how you connect to him. It doesn't matter, you know, what they do, what they try to, whatever. It does not matter the various levels of trials and tribulations and persecutions. And they cannot touch that. As preserved by the Holy Spirit. But I see also, again, just to reiterate, this saturating of your soul and taking taking that in. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. And sometimes, you know, the Lord does that. He does, you know, where he says he sent his word, I think it's in Psalm 20, where he sent his word to heal us, and his word brings forth freedom, you know, liberty and hope. And, you know, his word is such a healing word with such healing intentions that he can heal our spirits, right? We're born again. And, you know, that sozo word, shalom, peace of God, that's the wholeness of God in our spirits and our souls, and him speaking a word even for physical healing and emotional healing, you know, deliberate. He can be deliberate with his spoken word to heal, and a deliberate and being very deliberate with the places that need healing. And sometimes our souls very much do need the healing. Like we get it in our spirit, but the crossover sometimes in our souls takes a little longer. Like for instance, like trusting other people. So if you didn't trust, this is something that the Lord has shown me, is that if there's not a lot of people to trust on earth, if you will, and haven't had a good experience with that, is that he can speak into my soul in a way that I can identify and understand that it's him healing me in that area and showing me how to navigate on earth trusting him and, you know, moving through life, how I need to move through life. So that's what I mean by healing and those areas as well. So, but something very much with taking it and even like with, I'm seeing your arms and it just like soaking in and saturating even in the fibers of your arms through your skin. Whatever is needed, wherever those places that might seem, I don't know if you would call them dry or not, but a type of healing and saturating and soaking him in. So we thank you, Lord Father. Would there be anything else, Lord, within that you would have me to speak or to say? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. And it's not, you know, it's something that the Lord is enjoying offering as well, you know, and that he will make it pleasurable, you know, like in the sense where you enjoy it, you know, and or for any of his children, you know, he enjoys giving and lavishing, right? How much is the Father's lavished his love upon his children. And so let me look up that verse. Let me open your phone line. And okay, let me look up this verse real quick. Okay. Okay, it must be in another it might be in Amplified. okay, let's try that. Oh, yes, so maybe this is it. No, that was Ephesians 1. Okay, no, but there is a verse. There is a verse. Let's see. Oh, I thought I opened your phone line. Okay, hold on. Sorry. Here we go. I guess it didn't work when I did it the first time. There we go. Now it's open. There is a verse talking about the Lord, the Father, how he's lavished his love upon his children. I just couldn't find it. Anyways. So, praise God.
I tell you. Were you still looking, or did you want me to?
No, I couldn't find it. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's okay. You know, it's so interesting, and it's like the Lord has blessed you with the voice of humbleness and meekness and in a sense, the fruits of the Spirit is definitely there. And so it was like I have my left arm up, and as you were speaking, you were like, it's like your arm is up.
Oh, wow.
And I had, yeah. And as you were speaking about the Lord just lavishing us, you know, me and his children, of course, and lavishing us and comforting us, and just like the stones and the spring and all of that, it's like, oh, my goodness. I had my left hand up receiving the words that the Lord was giving you to say, and I could feel it, you know, the Lord, as he was giving you the words to say, speaking, comforting me, you know, because I'd been through some things, and as you were saying, oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And it was like the Lord had me to call tonight. Well, and it was like I could feel his presence as you were talking and the words that he gave you to say about the lavishing, the, you know, like the spring water and smoothing over the stones. And I mean, and it was healing. I'm serious.
Wow.
Healing was in your voice, that the Lord is, you know, he's doing everything. And healing was coming out of your voice, the healing words that the Lord was giving you to say to his people that's on the phone line and to me as well. And I was like, this is great. This is awesome. Awesome is the Lord Jesus using you. So that's all I have to say.
Wow. Thank you, Lord. Wow, what a testimony to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. An eye-opening for me, but testimony to the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Wow. Thank you so much for being obedient to the Lord and sharing and just allowing us to minister to you here and in this way, unusual way, but his portal of his presence here on PGN. So God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. what a delight. Very much a delight. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And I thank the Lord for you and the giftings that he's put and you and everybody that's on the Prophetic Network. And I know that you probably want, you know, you want to ask what I want for prayer, but I know you have another person to go to, so.
Oh, well, go ahead and Yes, let me take your prayer request, Sarah. Thank you.
Okay. I just want to pray for the continuing, that the Lord continues to order my footsteps and making, you know, the right choices, and keep that he may keep me in his will as far as the righteousness of the way. In other words, I guess I'm just going to cut it short. May he continue to order my footsteps in his way.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, even for Sarah's testimony tonight, God. I feel like that is a revelation, a confirmation of even you are ordering her steps. For her saying, even testifying, she felt like she was supposed to call and be here tonight, Father God, and how she was ministered to by your Spirit, God. So we thank you, Lord, as she takes steps of faith, Lord, and with deeds, Lord, her faith and deeds and actions together, God, that you bless her immensely, God, that you are showing her and even teaching her that tonight, God, that as you lead her and guide her and she follows, God, that you meet her immensely there in those places, Father God. So, Lord, continue to order her steps, Father God, in Jesus' name. And whatever that looks like, Lord, when she says order, and when your word says order, and when I say order, God, whatever that means, Father God, that you would reveal that to her, Father God, that you faithfully nudge her and direct her so she can, as you know, God, she's acknowledging you in all of her ways, even tonight, that she is willing to follow, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, God, that you are so pleased with her faith and her willingness. Lord, we thank you, God, and let her receive, and let all of us receive, God, as we were talking about being overcomers tonight, and the things that we will receive from you as overcomers, God. Let it be hers and every caller and every listener tonight, God, who is willing to follow you and have those steps ordered of you, received from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Yes. Well, I better jump off. I just seen the time, and I need to minister to our last caller. So thank you so much. God bless you. That was a delight and a pleasure and a glory to God. So
glory to God. Thank you, and have a blessed night.
Thank you.
And a
God bless
week.
You. Thank you. You do the same, and I appreciate your encouraging words as well. Okay, caller 954-580. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Carolyn from Jamaica.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Thank you so much for calling and patiently waiting. So, Father, we thank you for Carolyn, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. And sometimes it's like a whirlwind. Sometimes, you know, we play that game as a child where, like, you're at the end of the line and it kind of whips around. And, like, the person at the end, like if you're on roller skates or whatever it is you're doing, that person seems to get the velocity of, you know, the speed picks up and they go faster and it's funner, but you can almost seem like you're going to get out of control and it's like a whirlwind. So, you know, with the Lord, you know, positioning you, and, you know, just the wind of God and positioning you and where he would have you, it might seem like a whirlwind at times, you know, but God is not out of control, and it might be, I don't know, frightening is the right word, but in some ways exhilarating, but in other ways, you know, a little bit frightful maybe. But we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, God, that you are indeed in control of what is happening, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, that Caroline, Father, would hold on to you, God, because it does in those places where we're exhilarated and it feels like we could lose control at any time or just lose it altogether, that, you know, that you are holding on to him. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your steady ways, Lord, to make those ways steady in her life as well, Father God. And we thank you for teaching her, you know, even on the ways that maybe seem like a roller coaster, I guess it could be another expression, how to say it, but teaching her, God, that she is on track, God. And we thank you, Lord, for just what you're developing and forming and transforming in her life, God. We thank you for that, Lord, and I just pray, Lord, that you would, you know, undergird her with your strength, God, as she walks through these things, Lord. And thank you, Father, even that her eyes are wide open. We thank you for your provisions along the way. God is providing for you along the way. And even if it's just, you know, like a sack lunch, like the boy had a sack lunch where he fed the thousands. I see the Lord providing for you along the way. And he's implementing his plan. That's what I just heard. He's implementing his plan. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Caroline's life, God, and her heart for you and her faith for you, God. And we thank you, Lord, for your steadfast ways, Lord, to be unmovable in her life as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much. Hey, take care. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. God bless you. We'll see you next time.